With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The House Rules Committee just wrapped up a special meeting. They were considering a challenge to the Medicaid expansion bill that passed the full House yesterday. Belgrade Republican Representative Art Wittig was arguing that shouldn't have happened because the Medicaid bill was improperly sent out of his committee without enough votes to do so. Joining us now live with the latest is our Capitol reporter, Steve Jess. Steve, what's happening?
Well, Eric, this meeting wrapped up about 20 minutes ago, and in a way it highlighted a philosophical split among Republicans in the Montana House. After being overruled by his fellow House members twice this week, Speaker Austin Knudsen said that rules are necessary to maintain order. The whole House votes on adopting rules at the start of every session, and he said that if a Rules Committee vote concerns something that requires a supermajority, then the House should approve that rules or overturn that Rules Committee ruling only with that same supermajority, three-fifths or two-thirds. That didn't happen in the case of the Medicaid bill. That's how the Medicaid bill came up for a vote. Rules Committee Chair Jeff Essman actually split with the Speaker from his own party and said that what Knudsen was proposing, the solution that he wanted to put in place, was actually, in a sense, worse than the disease.
The solution that has been offered here in terms of upholding the Speaker's ruling has more danger than the existing situation.
Also speaking against the idea was Democrat Tom Woods, who basically said it would make the Speaker a kind of a chief executive, almost like the governor. But in the end, the vote went in Knudsen's favor, 16-7. Essman, a Republican, joined the Democrats in the minority, voting against it. But that's how it went. It went in favor of Speaker Austin Knudsen and against Jeff Essman and the Democrats.
Steve, that's all we have time for. Thanks for the update.